Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, January 19th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. The Uvalde Report, March for Life, Artificial General Intelligence, and Suing Madonna. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, in May of 2022, there was that mass murder at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. 19 students and teachers killed. You remember, of course. Well, the Department of Justice just released their final report on what happened, based on all the data they could find and 260 interviews. At the press conference of the release of the report, the associate AG said enforcement response was an unimaginable failure and a, quote, lack of action by adults failed to protect children and their teachers. It's a 600-page report. 11 officers were at the school just within a few minutes of shots being fired. Five of them went towards the classroom, but retreated after initial shots. The report found, quote, there was a great deal of confusion, miscommunication, a lack of urgency, and a lack of incident command. Since Columbine, the report says that protocol is to immediately neutralize the subject, and, quote, everything else, including officer safety, is subordinate to that objective. Today is the March for Life, a pro-life march across the country. Last year, great celebration with the end of Roe v. Wade, and now a year later, the reality of how difficult the pro-life cause is going to be moving forward is more clear. There are 14 states that have enforced bans on abortion throughout pregnancy, but many states have moved in the opposite direction, like California, which now allows abortion up to 40 weeks. The big March for Life rally is noon Eastern at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Speaking of life, well, in this case, fake life, the CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, said he's going to pour a ton of money into massive data centers with the goal of beating his rivals and making the best human-level AI computer systems. The stated goal is to make AI as capable as humans, but obviously their goal is to make them even more capable. If you've ever been to a concert that started late, two men bought a ticket to the Madonna concert on December 13th at the Barclays Center. The tickets said the show would start at 8:30, and she did not take the stage until 10:45. So they're suing Madonna. Well, they're suing her, they're suing Live Nation and the Barclays Center for, quote, unconscionable, unfair, and or deceptive trade practices for promising that the concert would begin at 8:30, knowing that Madonna would not begin performing at the advertised time. Listen, I appreciate punctuality. I know Bill O'Reilly does as well, but has any concert ever started on time? I'm Mike Slater with the podcast Politics by Faith, the great and always punctual Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, it is very interesting to understand why Donald Trump won so big in Iowa and is leading by huge margins in all the polls. And here is the reason. About 2 years ago, the far left made the calculation that they could damage Donald Trump in the American court system, both civil and criminal. So you saw in New York State, charges leveled against Trump for his business dealings, for Stormy Daniels, in Georgia for election interference, state charge, in Florida for classified documents, and then in Washington, D.C. for something related to January 6th. Well, what do all of these cases have in common? They are all being run by far left people. And that is by design. We'll throw so many things at Trump that we will destroy him in the process. He will collapse under the weight. Well, it didn't happen. Because Republican, traditional, conservative Americans know the fix is in. And they actually sympathize with Donald Trump. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Jeffrey Alsbach, Fort Myers Beach, Florida. When did the progressive movement begin in our government? Seems very recent. Did it start with Obama? How did it become so powerful and take over traditional values? Good questions. So the progressive movement has always been around. Eugene Debs, D-E-B-S, after the Russian Revolution, and I'm not going to get too pinheady here, a bunch of Americans said, you know, this communism thing's pretty good. Let's do this. And in the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s, it was, you know, it was around. It was never dominant, but it was around. It morphed into what they call democratic socialism. And that happened a little bit before Obama took office, but steroids when Trump got in, because the progressives saw an opening. Trump's Hitler, Trump's a fascist, Trump's this, Trump's that. So our progressive movement is the answer. That's how it evolved. Jim DiNatale, Maryland Heights, Missouri, listening to your description of the proposed California wealth tax sounds a lot like real estate and personal property taxes we have in Missouri. No, those are local taxes. A wealth tax would be the federal government or your state, you say Missouri, but you pay your taxes, property taxes, to your county, not to the state. Judges have ruled that the county can tax your property to pay for schools. And logical. Okay. Wealth taxes, the big boys come in, they evaluate everything you have, and then they charge you for what you already have paid taxes on. I pay 8.5% for everything I buy in New York State. I've already paid my tax, but they want to charge me more. It's unconstitutional. In a moment, something you might not know.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In the early 1960s, children in the United States led the world in literacy, math, science, and athletics. Today, the USA has dropped to 11th place on the Global Education Index. Here's where you can find the smartest kids on the planet because they're not here anymore. Number five, Finland. School day in that Scandinavian country, just 6 hours long. The academic year is a month shorter than here in the States. Despite the lighter schedule, students in Finland have the highest scores in engineering and biology. Next, Taiwan. Kids in Taipei, the capital, enjoy 20 years of public education, mandatory, spanning from nursery school to college. To graduate, students must pass proficiency in computer programming and robotics. Fluency in English is mandatory in Taiwan. Number three, Hong Kong. Education in the former British colony offers more options than any other place. From the age of two, parents choose which track their child can pursue. Possibilities, technology, civil service, medicine. The second spot goes to Japan, the land of the rising sun, has the highest graduation rate on earth. 99% of adults have a high school diploma. And the smartest kids in the world can be found in Singapore. Teacher salaries there start at $65,000, not a lot, but all kids are issued special laptops that ban social media and YouTube. The city-state ranks number one in literacy, science, and emerging fields like artificial intelligence. And here's something else you might not know. The situation is bleak here in the USA. Test scores have been falling since the 1980s. Just half of eighth graders are proficient in science, 31% in math, 26% in reading. That's a disaster. Back in a moment.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.